We continue our learning of Lidin Shmas Tavi Ben Menachem Mishen Chav Yaakov Bepidichos Aliyah Omer Menachos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel Chavite Kohen Gadol B'Minchas Chavit in the 12 Chalos that the Kohen Gadol would bring every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Lishasan V'Arichasan V'Afiyasan B'Fnim. Here everyone agrees that the kneading and the molding, the shaping and the baking all have to be done inside the Azara. Why is that so? So because everyone agrees that the Chatzi Isaron dry measure, which we've mentioned in the past, the half isoron measure kli, which was used to measure this, because we had to split it into two, into a half isoron in the morning, half the isoron in the afternoon. So that everyone agrees was a kli sharis, was consecrated. So if that's so, then it has to be done inside even the kneading and the molding has to be done in the azara, because it was already kadosh when it was flour. So after that, you would start kneading it. It has to be done in the Azara because it was already cut off. So in the Kli Sharis, in the dry measuring Kli of the Chatzi Isar. It's true when it came to the Lechem Aponim, everyone agreed that with Rabbi Yehuda that the Lechem Aponim needs to be done in the Azara. It could be done outside the Azara because the Isaron, the full Isaron Kli, so that was used not only by a Kohen Gadol. Everyone needed that in order to bring a Korban Mincha. So we're afraid maybe someone may bring that out. But when it comes to the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, it's Kohen Gadol who's involved with this. So we're not concerned. He's the one who's using the Chatzi Isaron Kli and no one else. Therefore, that became a Kli Shares. We didn't have a problem with that being a Kli Shares, and therefore everything that follows the placing, the measuring of the flour into that Chatzi Yisaron, i.e. the kneading and the shaping, and of course the baking, all must be done in the Azara. Not only that, V'dochos es HaShabbos. We say as well that the Lisha and the Aricha and the Afiar are Doche Shabbos, because they cannot be done before Shabbos, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, the Lechem Aponim, where we said, Eshtei Lechem Lechem Aponim, so we said that they're not Doche Shabbos. Because that preparation could be done, everything up until including the baking can be done before Shabbos. But when it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that's problematic. Why? It's based on the fact that the flour becomes kadosh in the Kli Shares. Since it becomes kadosh in the Kli Shares, if you would bake it on Friday, by the time Shabbos morning came and the Kohen Gadol had to be involved, it would have the psulina, the psul of staying overnight, the psul of alos hashachar of the next day starting. So because of that, it's because of the fact that it's placed, the Chatzi Yisaron is the Kli Shares, and now it's consecrated as flour, that's why all of the preparation is actually Doche Shabbos. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gives us the general rule. This is true when it came to Mila, as we mentioned. It's true when it comes to Karban Pesach as well. Karban Pesach is Doche Shabbos. We bring it on if Erev Pesach Yudan Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So we do the Shechitas Karban Pesach. It says B'moado, do it in its proper time. But anything that can be done before Shabbos, so that, of course, we do before Shabbos. So Kol Malacha She'efshal Le'osos Me'erev Shabbos. But if you couldn't do the malacha from before Shabbos, so of course then doches haShabbos, it will override the Shabbos. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Kol haMenachos Yesh Bahen Masa Kli Befnim Ve'Ein Bahen Masa Kli Bachot. Says the Mishnah, the general rule, that any time you have a mincha where the preparation must be done in the Azara, so let's say take the example of the baking of the Lechem HaPadim according to the Tanna Kamma, that has to be done in a Kli Sharis, as we mentioned. So that should be done in the Azara. And there are things that can be done outside the Azara. That's the kneading and the shaping of the Lechem HaPadim. So the Mishnah is telling us that all menachos, Yeshlem Masek Kli Bifnim, which means if they must be done within the Azara, so then they are done in a Kli Shares. They must be placed in a Kli Shares. And if there is no, and if it's Bachutz, so Ein Bahen Masek Kli, then it does not need to be placed in a Kli Shares. You could put it on anything, whatever you need to do. So let's say the Lechem HaPadim, the kneading and the shaping, that can be done on a regular board that you use for kneading. It doesn't need to be placed in a Kli Shares. Ketzad. Oh, so now the Mishnah asks a new question. This Ketzad is just saying, how did they make the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim? What was the size? What is the shape? So the Mishnah says like this, Shtei Alechem, we begin the Shtei Alechem, which were the two loaves on Shavuos. Arkan Shiva, they were seven tfachim wide, seven tfachim long, the Rachban Arba'ah, and their width was four tfachim. The Karno Sehem, Arba etzbos. These are rather large. And the karnos were four etzbos. Four etzbos is pretty much a tefach. So what is four karnos? Four karnos, the horns. So Rashi explains that they would stick some dough on each corner of the chalos, the shtei alechem, like horns, so to speak. And each keren was that you made, they made, the height of these karnos were four etzbos. That's Rashi's interpretation. The Rambam says that karnosam simply means govhan, which simply means the height, which means the thickness of each challah was four etzbos in height. So either way, shtei alechem once again were a length of seven tefachim. A sukkah, small size of a sukkah, is 7 by 7 tefachim. But this was 7 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And the karnos, whatever that means, either means the height or it means these special horns, extra dough, just a clump of dough placed on top. Those were 4 etzbos in height. Lechem hapanim were even bigger. Or ko asara, the length was 10 tefachim. Each lechem of the 12 were 10 tefachim. Verachmo chamisha, and its width was 5 tefachim. Verkarnosav, and the same idea, whatever karnos means, the horn, sheva etzbos, was 7 finger breasts tall. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalotit Er. Rabbi Yehuda gives Simanim. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Simanim Detach Hadash Ba'achav. So here we have Simanim as well. How do you remember this? So not to make a mistake between the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, you have Zadad and Yahaz. Zayin Dalid Dalid. That is a reference to the Shtei Alechem. 7 Zayin. 7 by 4 by 4. 4 Tefach. And then 4... And then 4 etzbos in terms of the keren. And Yahaz. What's Yahaz? That's the lechem aponim of every Shabbos on the Shulchan. So Yud is 10 tefachim. The hay is 5 tefachim in terms of the length and then the width. And then 7 etzbos in terms of the kronos, the horns. Ben Zoma says, I have a source to tell you why the lechem aponim were made in such an interesting way, in such an interesting shape, where it's this, like, as we said, this U. You have a wide bottom and then two walls facing each other, but this was Teva Prutza, open box without a cover. He says, I'll tell you, because it says, V'nasata ala shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. So what does that teach us? Sheyehe lo panim. It should have a face. What does a face mean? Face means you have two walls that are parallel, that are really facing each other.